Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for helping us to be able to see the things that are happening out there and not be deceived by the media. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to have a better understanding of things on a daily basis, understanding that there is a noteworthy increase of prophetic words from some pretty good prophets, nowadays anyways, that are indicating that the rapture is pretty close. But of course, we've learned over the years, now approaching 14, that that doesn't always mean it's going to be as soon as we think. But we praise you for that, Father. We know that there's probably many golden opportunities for each of us to stand on holy ground, to be able to touch people in the way that you wish for us to touch them, to be able to make prayer a ministry, spiritual warfare, a ministry, praying for one another, and praying for the lost. But also, if we find ourselves out in public, maybe we can, in a clever way of some type, without endangering ourselves in such dark times, touch other people's lives in a good way, especially our fellow brothers and sisters. And not to be worried and concerned about the things of this world, and to just let them roll off of our shoulders as we ought. We praise you, Father, and we thank you for the days that we're in right now, because for those who do not understand what is happening, they're kind of like sitting ducks, you know, for the lies of the media that are astonishing, really. And it's a very sad situation indeed. But these are the days of the sorrows period, in accordance with the prophetic words that we have heard from, you know, at least one source. It's been pretty trustworthy over the years, for sure. And we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to have this forum, this electronic ecclesia, to be able to get worship you and to give you all the praise and honor and glory. For you alone are worthy, Father God, you and our King Jesus, the lover of our soul, who we hope to be able to call our friend. Even in the days of darkness right now, when the prophecies that have gone back all the way to 2013, it indicated that we're going to go through a dark time, when it sometimes feels like you're not there or you're not hearing us, but there could be nothing further from the truth. And we praise you for giving us those warnings as far back as 2013 and bringing to our recollection these things, because it helps us to be able to prepare for the very unusual period that we're going through right now. There's more discord, more disagreement than I think the world has ever seen. And it's broken up into factions, and there's, you know, good things, miracle things that are happening in certain places. But as a general rule, pretty much the vast majority of the believers out there in church, and especially in the church in the United States of Babylon the Great, Father, it's a sad situation for many of them. They truly believe that what they're hearing on the news is telling them the truth. They truly believe with all of their heart that everything that's going on in Israel is just honky-dory and fine. And Father, we just lift up every one of our fellow brothers and sisters, not only in this country, but in all across Europe, all across Oceania, Australia, New Zealand, Father God, all throughout Indonesia. We know there's some that live in very dangerous places for Christians to be living, especially places like Pakistan and India and China. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for where the lot of us have found us, you know, where your divine will has ultimately put us. And we pray in Jesus' name that you will place a spirit of peace upon each of our hearts if there should be a necessity for a change. For I honestly and openly admit to you, Father, and I know that there are others that probably feel very similarly, that we establish a sense of comfort with what's little left of our homes here on this earth, just in hopes of being able to be here and at the ready, lifting you up in a prayer ministry and seeking to save souls in through our prayers and also through the way that we touch other people's lives in the best manner that we know how. We praise you for the ability to be able to give to ministries that we know are doing wonderful and good things. We praise you for being for not having to be concerned about discerning those things, because you've presented us with those options. We thank you, Father God, for every opportunity that you have laid before us to stand on holy ground, and we pray in Jesus' name that we will hear your voice, we will feel the presence, we will see the things that we have to do. They will be kind of laid out in front of us, and I can see in my life that they are. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but certainly many benefits for doing so, and there's no question that this walk is beyond challenging, especially when you're aware of the things that are happening, and you see the deception and how thick it is and how impenetrable it is, actually, for those who have accepted the deceptions that are out there are steadfast in those deceptions. They're very steadfast. And since we are not supposed to create division amongst the brethren, we pray for your humility. We pray for your long-suffering. And we pray for a supernatural love and kindness to accept our fellow brothers and sisters that are in the state of deception and to not start division amongst them, not throwing things into their face that they're not going to accept anyway. For a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. And here lies the body of William J., who died maintaining his right-of-way. He was right, dead right as he sped along, but he's just as dead as if he was wrong. And we don't want to be that, Father. We want to be in the utmost of harmony with your totally perfect will. In a day where I can only imagine the throne room of God is more busy, the 420 elders are more busy than history of the creation has ever seen. I don't understand the generations of the heavens and the earth, Genesis 2:4. I don't know that we're meant to understand it now. I suspect that eventually we will. But we praise you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for helping us to understand it, to be able to piece together these things and to accept the things that we can't really completely understand, being excited about that opportunity that you have laid before us to be exactly where you want us to be at the right time. Now, as fast as we can, of course, seeking with all of our heart, getting rid of any addictions that we have in our lives, looking for opportunities to improve our health, if possible, and doing whatever we can to be at the ready to be able to serve you as we are called, if we are called, or at the very least, to be counted worthy to escape all these things that are about to come upon the earth and stand before you, Jesus, at the wedding supper as part of the barley harvest. We praise you, Father, and we pray in Jesus' name that we are part of the first fruits. And in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where two or more are gathered on earth together in agreement, that those things that we ask of you will be done by our Father in heaven. And in the name of Jesus, knowing that we are part of the fig tree generation, knowing that we are part of that beyond any shadow of a doubt, beyond any shadow of a doubt, knowing that Obama is indeed, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the actual son of perdition, the actual beast, the actual Antichrist, the very last one, the end. That is such a blessing in and of itself. It is amazing to even imagine that you have been so incredibly merciful and wonderful to us over the years to be able to, that you would reveal those things. And so powerfully, so powerfully. And we thank you for all this understanding, Father God, for the days that we're in right now are highly deceptive, very confusing for most. And we really need to take this time to seek you even more in prayer, to make small adjustments to our life and our lifestyles so that we're able to weather the storm even better, be in better spirits, have a greater level of trust for you, be able to ride the high seas, if they become high in our individual lives, and come out glorifying your holy name. Understanding that the trials and tribulations that are to try us are not something that should discourage us, but should encourage us. Because we are not from here, and we are not staying here. And that alone should be something to give you great praise for. Let us remember to thank you for every, and praise you and ask you to bless every drink of water, every bite of food. Thanking you, Father God, because you have promised us that these things will not hurt us. We know that they're injecting poisons into our food. We know what they're trying to do. We understand the things that are very, very dark and evil, but only because of your incredible grace. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will continue to bestow that grace upon us, bestow the merciful wisdom that can only come from the hungering and the hunger and thirsting for understanding your truth, your wisdom, and being well aware of where we sit amidst the end times biblical timeline. and not to have been deceived or to have formed any opinions based upon that which has been spoken to us in a church, not being part of that, but being separate from it because of the danger that is involved in being coerced into believing the things that they believe, in this country especially. I can't speak for other countries. I do not know for sure, but I definitely have some understanding because of the people that have listened to the program over the last almost 14 years. But Father God, there are pretty good churches out there. There are. But, you know, in the public foreview, I mean, we saw what happened to the Assyrian pastor and the miracles that occurred even afterwards. What an awesome guy. But at the same time, the very idea that someone ran through his church and stabbed him practically to death is just amazing. And we praise you for the miracles that were associated with that afterwards. We thank you, Father God, for those who are good, who are standing up for things that are good, that are speaking the mighty name of the Lord Jesus in times of exceeding danger, in places that don't have the necessary protection, but they should not to have it. They should not to have to have it. But we're all in different places in our walks, and we just praise you, Father God, for helping us along in our walk. And we want to be able to trust you with all of our heart, all of our mind. We want to fall in love with you with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul. We want to feel true godly sorrow if we slip up, make mistakes. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you will hear our prayers because we are together on this earth, and that you will, because we will never be worthy on our own. Just like it says in 1 John, if anyone thinks they do not sin, they make God a liar. We understand these things. We praise you for it. We practice righteousness to the best of our ability. We do not expect to be perfect, but we try. And it is through your mercy and grace and through our continuous examination of ourselves and seeking you and asking you fervently in our prayers to help lead us and guide us to where we need to be. To where we need to be counted worthy. And we pray in Jesus' name together, where two or more are gathered together on this earth. And here we are, Father, on this earth, and we pray in Jesus' name, that you will count us worthy to escape all these things that are about to come to pass and stand before you, Jesus, at the wedding supper. We are here to praise you tonight. We are here to read your holy word. And we thank you for this opportunity. We give you all the praise and worship forever and ever. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Tonight is April the 19th of 2024 as we approach rapidly the very end. The end of the earth in the way that we have understood it in the majority of our lives, if we're anywhere near the age that I am at. And we praise you, Father God, for that. And together tonight we light the Sabbath candles. I like to light them anyways. You don't have to do this, but it's kind of cool too. Honor our Father this way. I like to light the Sabbath candles. I like to light three, one for the Father, one for the Son, our Lord Jesus, and one for the all-forgotten God, our awesome Holy Spirit. Remembering that Angelica Zambrano, after her return from heaven, pulled out a chair every time she sat down to eat, so the Holy Spirit had a place to sit. Doesn't get any more awesome than that. We thank you for all of these incredible memories, and we have not forgotten them. Maybe we can put them into practice in our lives as well. We thank you, Father, for every drink of water. We thank you, Father, for every bite of food. We thank you, Father, for every day that we are protected in our dwelling places, and we pray that you will come quickly. For the days of this earth, the days of the time of this earth are deteriorating very quickly. And the deceptions are thicker and more pervasive than I have ever seen them. Even after 14 years and thousands of radio shows, untold numbers of prophecies, many of which have been an incredible blessing, and we still hold dear to our heart, knowing they are going to come true. But we don't know when. Just like you don't want us to know when, you want us to be about our Father's business. And understanding that prayer, particularly when used with spiritual warfare, is one of the most powerful things that any Christian on the earth can do for you. For it is your scripture, Father, where it says in Isaiah 43:25 that I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Keep me in remembrance, and let us contend, yes, indeed, pray fervently together. Thank you for helping us to understand, Father God, that it is the prayers of the saints that is indeed one of the most against the forces of darkness that the world has ever seen. Forgive those, Father, of our brothers and sisters who do not understand the things that are happening, because if we were in their situations, the shoe could be on the other foot. We give you all the glory and honor and praise forever and ever. Amen. The Hebrew Kaddish.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam bore peri hagafen. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotanu v'shabat kodsho ve'ava uvratzon hinchilanu zikaron lemase vereshit. Ki hu yom techila lemikra ekodesh zecher yetziat Mitzrayim. Kivanu vacharta ve'otanu kidashta mikol hamim v'shabbat kodshecha be'ahava uvratzon himchaltanu. Baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha-shabbat.
Holy Lord Jesus, please cleanse and totally purify our heart, our mind, our spirit, our soul, our flesh, and our tongue. For to the pure, all things are pure. And we praise you. For without your grace, we don't have that opportunity. We thank you for working with us, Father. We thank you for helping us in our walk. We thank you for taking out all of the ugly from our hearts. We thank you, Father, for teaching us that the answer isn't A or B. The answers are in your scripture, and it's always all of the above. But first and foremost, more than anything, it is about love. Father, let us never have a prayer that does not come from the love of Christ in our heart. Father, let us never have an ask of you that does not come from the love of our Lord Jesus in our heart. Father, we thank you for lifting the blindness from our eyes, but at the same time we ask for abundant grace. For with the blindness being lifted from our eyes comes a great burden, which can cause us to struggle. It can cause unnecessary worry, lack of trust, concerns that we really should not have. And we need your help, Father, Lord Jesus, to teach us. But we also understand that without putting forth an effort on our part to be disciplined as a disciple, the root word being precisely the same, that there may be weaknesses in our walk that ideally need to be overcome. Doesn't necessarily mean that we would be ineligible to make the barley harvest, but we should be striving to do everything that we possibly can to walk in harmony with your holy word and know it pretty good. We really should. And we praise you for helping us to understand that. And we ask you to cleanse our record-keeping book in heaven and our robe and gowns in heaven with your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and your holy fire, Father God. Purge it clean. Purge it clean, we pray. Blot out all of our transgressions. Blot out all of our iniquity. Blot out all of our sins, we pray. Create in each of us a clean heart, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the abundance of time that you have given us, while very difficult to endure, because it presents to each of us an opportunity to continue to grow in our walk. And we praise you, Father, for helping us to understand through the trustworthy testimony of the few that have actually been taken to the real heaven, not the fake one set up by the dark one, the evil one, but those who have been taken to your heaven, oftentimes being preceded by a required trip to hell. And Lord, we just thank you for helping us to understand these things, because it's presented to us information that we would not otherwise have. What an act of mercy that is. And we thank you for that. We praise you, Lord. And Father, if there's any error in our way of thinking or mysteries that we do not completely understand, which we expect is the case, we lean heavily upon the promises of Malachi 3:16, because we're excited about you. We're excited about our future. We're excited about our eternity. And we're excited about the opportunity, the awesome, awesome chance that you have given us to be part of that barley harvest, that first fruits, that first group, that first watch that is brought in early on to the wedding supper, thus avoiding the day of the Lord, which happens in the sixth seal for sure, no question. And we thank you for revealing that to us as well, Father. We praise your holy name for that. So few understand these things. You've been, to whom much has been given, much will be required. That means we got to show up. We have to show up. And we praise you, Father, so much for helping us to understand how powerful our prayers are, particularly what, well, I should clarify how powerful our prayers are when we pray through, when we devote that undisturbed dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, when we push through in our prayers, with our prayers turning into a flaming fire, scattering the demons of darkness in all directions, and helping us, indeed enabling us to walk under an open heaven. We thank you for the revelations that have been brought to us through the most unusual of sources, teaching us mysteries that our fellow brothers and sisters have no understanding of. Very few of them do. Some of them do. Very few. And they do give us an advantage as long as we understand that we have to row the boat. It's not okay for us to just sit in the boat and let the waves smash against our little boat and throwing us into the rocks. that we have a role to play to steady ourselves on that narrow path and to seek you with all of our heart, to walk in total harmony and to fall in love with you. And I praise you, Father, for the opportunity to be able to share with people what I went through, the years that I spent on my knees, knowing that I wasn't in love with you and literally begging you in tears to fall in love with you. The testimony of Charles and Frances Hunter and how they just woke up and knew the power, the life and death and the power of the tongue and spoke it forth as a confession, saying over and over again, we love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father. Over and over again, they said. And sure enough, the change came over them. And they fell deeply in love. And their ministry caught on fire. When the love of your kingdom, when the love of the kingdom of heaven becomes a part of who we are, when we realize that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, when we understand that that means 195 countries, 243 when the island nations are included, to not be self-centered and focused on ourselves, thinking that we are somehow better than our brothers and sisters abroad, you know, outside of the country of which we reside, recognizing with all of humility that we are one in Christ. There is neither man nor woman, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. All one. And we praise you for that. We see the depth of the evil that is happening. We hear the endless deceptions and lies. And we praise you for helping us to have at least some form of understanding of what is likely happening. But always, Father, we pray that you will keep us humble, ever vigilant, and ever grateful for the things that you have shown us, to instill deep into our hearts a desire to be in harmony with your will and to be in love with our relationship with you, our Lord Jesus. And be awed. What a blessing it is to live alone and to have no other friend in the whole world but you, Jesus. Oh, sure, there's electronic friends out there, but there is nothing like having a relationship with you, to be able to trust you, to know that you're there, even while the throne room has got to be at the greatest peak of busyness that has ever hit the kingdom of heaven and Mount Zion. We praise you. Help us to keep our minds stayed on things above and not on things of this world. Let us not, James 4:4, become adulterers and adulteresses, becoming friends with the earth, because that's being at enmity with our Father. Help us to be holy. Help us to be those with the contrite spirit, understanding that we are the tax collector. We rent our robe knowing that without your grace and mercy, we cannot be counted worthy. We pray, Father, that you will recognize every effort that we put forth and help us, particularly on the very tail end of this journey, which is clearly where we are right now for sure. And we thank you and praise you forever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise God. So before I continue forward, because I do want this to be a more traditional prayer time, I think it's a good time for those of us who are willing to put in the extra time to worship our Heavenly Father and not be wanting to distance ourselves from the craziness of the world and immersing ourselves in something else. But we want to be in the presence of God. We want to praise you, Lord. We want to praise you, Jesus. We want to use spiritual warfare. We want to pray for the lost. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord. Now, what I would like to do before I proceed, because it's not something that's easy to do in the more faster-paced Sunday and Wednesday programs, is to share with you the blessed few of us that are willing to set aside this time, my observations of what is happening right now, because they're very, very confusing. Number one, I can tell you, as an honest goodness promise, that the filthy lies that are coming out of the mouth of the media in the United States of Babylon are very pervasive. And whether or not the people are intentionally lying or not, they are. It doesn't matter if it's Fox News, it doesn't matter who it is that you're watching. If you're listening to any of the media in the United States of America, almost certainly in Canada, certainly in Europe, I would have to imagine even more so in Australia, which is deep under the thumb of the evil one. Certainly the majority of people in New Zealand as well. All of the West is under the most thick deception that I personally have ever seen in 14 years. And I have been tracking down the mysteries of the Bible and watching things going on and listening to prophecies, dreams, and visions and also testimonies of and reading books and understanding the fallen angels and all the other things and how awesome our Father's glorious kingdom, the kingdom of God being all of creation, with the exception of the hologram that we're trapped in right now, which the Bible refers to as temporal, which is a very fancy way of saying that it's not what we think it is. It's ultimately temporary. And helping us to also understand the high level of likelihood that the testimonies of those who have been taken to heaven, judging the tree by the fruit, how did they behave when they come back? What did they do with their lives? Whether or not their understanding is 100% perfect or not is really kind of beside the point, because we all see through the mirror dimly. And if anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet, as they ought to know, 1 Corinthians 8:2. So we have to always assume a margin of error associated with our excitement, associated with understanding the mysteries of our existence, the mysteries of our eternity. And also to understand that this is a type of proving ground, a testing ground. And the better that we do here, the more accelerated our landing spot will be in all of eternity in the kingdom. But Father, I can tell you that many of the saints are wore out, just like it says in Daniel 7:25. We understand, Jesus, more than ever before, why you said if those days had not been cut short, no flesh would be saved. And we just thank you. We praise your holy name. Now, here's my take on what's going on out there. And I have put, things are a little bit slow at work. I am busy, but unfortunately, I think the economy is starting to hit my workplace. And they are, if my guess is right, a little bit in shock. That's not a good thing. I'll just say that. But it's fascinating how I've been put on a couple of projects that are with incredibly huge customers that, you know, I don't know, it's like a miracle from Jesus. But anyway, I just pray, and I pray that you would pray, too, for each, not only for your own job, and if you have struggles with that or concerns in regard to that, don't be shy. You can ask for prayer. Just email me at jbaptist777 @gmail.com. I will pray for you. Takes a while, but I will pray for you. In other words, the prayer lists get big pretty quick. The last prayer list that I put together was got out of control really, really fast. More than one human could pray in a day. Just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. But anyway, but I praise God, and we should all praise God for the opportunities that He lays before us to pray for any one of our fellow brothers and sisters. As it says in, I think it's 1 Samuel 26 or something like that. Or 1 Samuel something 26, and I'll read it tonight, where it says, "Far be it from me to sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." Sometimes it can be an awful tall order. Yeah, it's 12:23. "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." You know, it says in the book of James that if anyone knows to do good and does not do it, to him or her, it is a sin. As we examine our walk, especially in days as dangerous as they are today, I suspect we probably have to deal with that each on an individual level. But it's only through the grace of God that we'll be counted worthy, not through ours. For the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee says it all. Here's my take on what's going on right now. This is complicated. I'm going to try my best because the confusion out there is so amazing. I have never seen such confusion. If I have a gift at all, you know, I mean, other than just the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and whatever, but I don't know what it is. I mean, but I do have the ability to analyze things pretty quick. And I don't know if it's the Lord or just a gift that I was given from birth or whatever the case is. I don't know. But I can look at extremely confusing situations and usually put things together pretty well. Not always right, that's for sure. So as I look at the information that I monitor from many different sources, I monitor information from the mainstream media. I monitor information from people who think everything is conspiracy. Unfortunately, they're usually more wrong than the rest of everyone else. Although it's amazing how much is. And then I monitor sources, people who live in Iran. I monitor sources of people who are voting for Iran to win. You know, I monitor all these kinds of sources, a wide, wide, wide variety, and I'm not the only one. But what seems to be impressed upon my heart right now, first I can tell you this, that the American Christian is completely and utterly deceived. They do not understand the synagogue of Satan. They do not understand that Obama is the Antichrist. And if you do understand these things, it gives you great advantage because you have a very, very deep understanding of what is happening. If you understand how the Chabad Lubavitch Talmudic, the Jews that follow the Talmud traditions, which are exceedingly evil and satanic, it's very difficult, and particularly on the prayer vigil, and I would much rather not. But the things that we saw that were happening in New York with the underground tunnels and the connections to the child trafficking stuff and all of that is tied directly into the Chabad Lubavitch movement, which is not, these are not Torah believing Jews. These are not the Israel of God. But there's a lot of them there, and we have to remember that. We cannot generalize, and that's why this subject is exceedingly difficult, because human beings have a very, very hard time understanding that it's not one or the other, but it's both. So do we pray for Israel? Yes, we do. Do we pray for the Talmud following unfortunate Jews that are deeply, deeply, deeply misled by Satan himself and practice things that are unrepeatable, absolute abominations that are right up there with the most darkest shape-shifting reptilians that have ever walked the earth, which is why Hillary Clinton is voting for Netanyahu to continue the war activities, the destruction of Gaza. This is why entities like Trudeau certainly is some type of a strange homosexual that it's very difficult to pinpoint. And what in Mavin there are so many that are very pervasive, but the problem is it's more like the movie They Live than it is than we realize. The number of possessed, as Father Malachi Martin would have referred to them, humans on the earth, perfectly possessed. The number is staggering. How it all comes about, if a person is an unbeliever, how vulnerable are they to being killed and replaced and all those kinds of things by these entities? I don't know. But there's a lot of them out there. A lot. The wheat and the tares. And the tares are not human. They are not human. They are of the evil one. That's important to take note of. Details in the book of our Holy Bible, the details of the words are extremely important. What actually happened, evidently last night, they claim, from my personal research, before we continue forward, praise God, I'm not going to get into a big dialogue, I'm just going to tell you. It is my estimation that the United States CIA, now you have to understand how the CIA operates, and it could be MI6, it could be any one of the exceedingly dark above top secret intelligence agency groups. They're very dark. These are very, very, very dark entities. And the way the CIA operates is that they pay and hire people from other countries to work for them. They pay and hire Iranians to work for them. They pay and hire Israelis to work for them. So they are able to cause things to happen in different parts of the world that appear in a certain way to people. They look like something, but they're not. The threats that are coming, that are being spoken forth by the probably the reptilian that refers to himself as Director Ray of the FBI, almost, I would estimate almost for sure he is not human. But that's just me. I think most of these entities are part of the very depth of the bowels of Sheol that is in so pervasive across the earth right now. When they are warning us that there is going to be an attack from China that's going to take out our infrastructure, or they lie and say that there was a fiber cable that was cut that took out the 911 systems of several states, that's a lie. The problem is the people that understand such technologies are dying off or retiring, and they don't really care. They're too busy playing golf or doing whatever it is they do in retirement. Believe me, they're dying off. They're retiring and they're getting out of the business. Now, for me, I have expertise in so many different areas. Aliens, the eternal realm of the universe, the trillions of life forms, the sons of Arcturus, the belt of Orion, the fallen angelic beings and the multiple species that make them up, the Anunnaki, which are almost certainly knocking on the door of coming to the Earth right now, which is putting pressure on the other reptilian entities that are coming in from Davos and the WEF to hurry up. Because for them, those who worship Lucifer, those are their gods. The Anunnaki are their gods. And they see our Heavenly Father as an annoyance. They think the Bible is flipped upside down. They turn everything upside down. It's in the book of Isaiah, and in fact they do. Because they don't understand things. They don't understand the old covenant versus the new covenant and how it all weaves together in a perfect, harmonious tapestry of spiritual understanding of amazing things. What actually happened, in my opinion, is the CIA used paid Iranian assets, which are untraceable, to launch, believe it or not, quadcopters, relatively small, inexpensive drones. They launched them from inside of Iran. Then a series of lies were perpetuated across the media, suggesting that there was some type of an attack that came from Israel. To make matters even worse, this caused the people of Iran and Iranian leadership to scoff at Israel. All kinds of jokes being made all over the place and how inept Israel is in their military capability. Because it was just a handful of quadcopters, that's all it was. There was no damage whatsoever. None at all. In fact, I've seen videos when these events were occurring of people standing inside of Iran and saying, look, everything's fine. Everybody has their own TV station strapped to their belt or in their pocket nowadays. Doesn't matter what country they're in. And those videos are there, and you can analyze them. It is my personal opinion that this was an effort of the United States CIA by using Iranian assets. That's what CIA calls people that they hire in other countries. And they pay them well. To launch these quadcopters to humiliate Israel, the Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue of Satan that's trying to usher in World War III. Now, Netanyahu is under attack, which makes matters hundreds of times more awful. I mean, you know, now for us, it's actually a good thing. In the sense that it draws us in closer to our time of departure, for sure. But if my estimation is correct, the only logical explanation for what happened was that the CIA hired, you know, Iranian assets to launch these quadcopters because they knew that they were on red alert status. Of course, naturally, they shot them down immediately and then realized, what's this? Quadcopters? Come on. And now, Iranian sources all over the place, out on the internetosphere, are scoffing at Netanyahu. In fact, some of his own Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue of Satan leaders, the billionaires that exist within that country, from the ones that are not followers of the Torah, but the ones that are followers of the Babylonian Talmud, which are many, sadly. That's why there's so much division in Israel right now. My sister had said to me, oh, no, that can't be true. I'm just going to have to disagree with you there because our church is in Israel right now going on a tour. And I thought to myself, okay, sure. Anybody who knows how the Israeli tours go, it doesn't matter. You're going to be taken to certain places where Jesus went. These are not the places where you're going to see the protests. They're not, they don't take you to those places. These tour guides know where they're going to take you. It's part of the deal. It's a package. But they're not going to take you. You're not going to go down into downtown Tel Aviv outside of the Knesset. And, you know, they're not going to say, hey, let's go see the 100,000 people protesting right now against the Netanyahu government. They're not going to take you there. But, you know, I didn't want to get in an argument with my sister. She's gobbling down the gobbledygook. It's coming from her boob tube. So I just decided to avoid the conversation and say, well, why don't we just wait and see? But if my estimation is correct, this was a CIA or MI6 covert op with assets in Iran to trigger the scoffing necessary to humiliate the Chabad Lubavitch Babylonian Talmudic Jews that are ultimately trying to lead us into World War III. These are the ones who want to have the red heifer decapitated. These are the ones who want to have the Al-Aqsa Mosque destroyed so they can build the third Solomon's Temple. These are Babylonian Talmudic Jews. Okay? The Synagogue of Satan. Because they don't believe in Jesus. They actually believe that Jesus is boiling in a vat of feces. That's what they say. I say this before God because he knows it's true. And it's a sad thing. Very sad. How amazing it is for Jesus to have said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But in reality, the Babylonian Talmudic belief system was later on after the cross. So it gets very confusing from a historical perspective if I have my facts straight, but I may not. It's hard for me to remember every little thing. But I estimate that this was an act that was performed by the 9-foot-tall Draco reptilians like Hillary Clinton. Who knows how many of them are in our Congress? This country is compromised completely. We don't even know if Donald Trump's going to get through the criminal case. They've just put the jury together, and you can believe that jury is tainted. You can believe that jury is tainted. So we don't know what's going to happen with that. We just have to keep on watching. At some point or another, it is highly likely that the prophecies and the visions that were seen by people regarding the removal of Donald Trump in one way or another, most likely assassination. Whether or not it's a setup or not, I don't think we'll ever know for sure. I kind of don't think so. But we'll see how everything pans out. I mean, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I think we should never, ever be looking for a man to save us. We're not part of this world. We're not supposed to be a part of this world. We should be seeking Jesus and our Heavenly Father and praying for the lost. But we are to watch. I've had people suggest to me that, you know, because I'm not warning people about something that they're passionate about, that I'm somehow letting down God. They're playing the Ezekiel 33:6, you know, card, the watchman on the wall thing. And I'm like, you know what? If I hired a watchman to watch my back, and they continuously threw everything in my face without thinking any of it through, I would fire them. The last thing the world needs is another parrot throwing spaghetti at the wall of the barn every single time something happens. There's lots of those. A watchman who cries foul every time they see something that they don't understand, or screams rapture for 10 years straight without putting any thought into it, is not helpful to the kingdom. It's not helpful. I'd fire him. You're fired. You can call yourself a watchman all you want, but a good watchman isn't going to give out bad information. Good intelligence, good intel, listens to all the different things that are going on and analyzes it for the most likely cause. The simple speed at which those quadcopters were launched in Iran was in defiance of what one of the chief military leaders of the IDF stated, which was that he believed that they would hold off until after Passover, which is April 30th, roughly. And now, Netanyahu is under heavy attack. And that is going to aggravate the situation, I assure you, because the pride of those who are leading the world to World War III. Understand this, the Babylonian Talmudic, those who practice the Noahide laws, those who believe that all the Goyim should be decapitated, should be murdered. That's what they believe. They hate us. These are the ones who spit on the Christians. The Torah Jews do not. It's a very big division inside of Israel, and it causes confusion because people generalize and they think things like all Israel is bad. That is a lie from the devil. That is a lie from the devil to trick people into doing awful things and to making accusations that are not true. And that is going to entrap probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people across the world because they don't know their Bible. They don't understand Hosea 2, verses 19 through 20, where our Heavenly Father says, I will betroth thee, Israel. But our Father knows who the synagogue of Satan is. He knows what's in the Babylonian Talmud, and he knows what it says about his son. They're doing these things because they're ushering in their Messiah. Their Messiah. This notion of bombing the Al-Aqsa Mosque and rushing things forward with red heifers has absolutely nothing to do with God's Israel. And so many people will be sucker punched. So many people are already awfully sucker punched. They don't understand what's happening. I don't know how much longer we're going to have. I don't know how much longer we're going to have before all these sources of information are cut off. I don't know. But the information needs to be understood by the remnant, the few of us who do understand them and have contrite spirits and truly are disconnected, completely holy, disconnected from the earth. We don't want anything to do with this earth. I mean, as far as I know, my greatest sin is having a couple glasses of wine and watching a TV show or a movie now and then. But that's hard to do because, you know, how they are. But anyway, besides, I gotta go back on keto. Heavy duty keto, which takes fantastic amount of discipline to do it right. But that's okay. That's a good thing. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. I believe we are going to see the actual retribution of Israel against Iran. I believe that the strategic, or should I call it strategy, tactical, whatever, the move by the CIA and MI6 was very well done. It accomplished its goal. And now the response from Israel is going to probably be many times a magnitude worse. We don't know what it's going to be. It could be the F-35s going in and taking out the Fordow facility with tactical nukes. That's been prophesied. We don't know. We just don't know what's next. But one thing's for sure, there was no attack from Israel. Not from the Babylonian Talmudic Jews, not from anybody, not from the IAF, not from the IDF, not from any of them. And they're taking a beating right now. And if you don't think they have major pride, because in their minds, under the teachings of the Babylonian Talmud, they are the rulers of the world. So people like Bill Gates, who are not Babylonian Talmudic Jews, to them are considered useful goy. So anyway, just be advised, please, in the name of Jesus, that there are millions of incredibly kind, loving, true bloodline Israelites living there. Remember that our Heavenly Father said, I will betroth thee, Hosea 2:19. Generalizing in any way is exceedingly dangerous to your salvation, I assure you. And God is testing the hearts of all of us right now. And our hearts need to be aligned with the love of our Father and the love of Jesus, even as we see what anyone with even the smallest bit of sanity would consider to be horrific tragedies. Horrific tragedy. And we're going to see more. All we got to do is read Psalm 91. I personally hope that we are all gone from this place before the fiery arrows shoot across the sky. Because the most ideal time to attack a country like the United States is when it's a lame duck limping along. But we'll have to wait and see how it all unfolds. I, for one, am anxiously awaiting World War III. I still believe that David Dautry's vision of the large copper ball showing up in the sky, it's a large, kind of like a Death Star mothership type of a fallen angelic craft. These are real nuts and bolts craft, by the way. I'm just letting you know. There are fallen angels in host bodies. They're able to move in and out of dimensions. They're able to essentially manipulate time. They can go in and out of our quantum physics hologram. that we're trapped in. They can manipulate masks. They can do things, power, signs, and lying wonders that we do not have. I credit Arthur C. Clarke with the quote that he made, an unbeliever, when he said, "Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic," to someone who does not understand it. And we have plenty of power, signs, and lying wonders. I've placed back on tribulation-now.org. I replaced the website with links to the TikTok videos that show you was the Planet X, Nibiru, Tyke, the destroyer that caused the which was called the eclipse. I've even been shown by one of the listeners of this program an article that was released a long, long time ago in 2017 that made it clear that there was communication regarding that there wasn't going to be another eclipse for like, I don't know, 240 years or something like that. And then lo and behold, we have one on April 8th that had a path that actually moved, which is impossible. And then you see all these videos with what appears to be multiple moons. One video that people don't understand, when they look at it, they see it looks like the camera is looking through a darkness, watching the eclipse take place. But then the person pulls their camera out from behind the solar glasses and shows the moon on a bright lit sunny day. You know how it shows up sometimes during the daytime, across to the left, away from the eclipse. And people have been very confused about that. And I asked them, I said, "Have you ever stood outside with a real pair of eclipse grade solar glasses on?" And their answer was invariably no. They don't understand it because they've never done it before. So they look at that video and they say, "Oh, well, this doesn't make sense to me. How could it be dark? And why is he pointing his camera over here?" No. He was filming the eclipse through the solar glasses, spotted the moon over to the left when he took it away from the solar glasses, and filmed the moon off to the left, away from where the eclipse was taking place. But to people who have never worn eclipse glasses, certified, they're very black. And when you're standing in the sun and the sun is baking you, and it's starting to, the eclipse is beginning to start to happen, and you wear these solar glasses, let me tell you something, the whole earth turns black because they are very, very dark. And that, people don't understand that video. And they say, "Well, how does this prove anything? What am I seeing here?" The problem with me is I came very close to spending $4,000 on a Smith Cassegrain 8-inch telescope, completely computerized. And the only reason I didn't buy it was because there's too much light pollution in Tampa, and for me to go and set it up, the effort and the time, I just don't have it. And besides, there's more to it. But anyway, all those links are back on tribulation-now.org. Now, I'm going to test it right now and see if they have, if the entities of darkness are now attacking it again like they were before. Let me just take a look. Doesn't take much time. And lo and behold, they are not. I connected directly to the links and no problem at all. But when I put the actual videos on the website, the browsers were picking, it's just evil. It's so evil what's going on out there. The electronics is being used against us as a weapon. Everything is being used against us as a weapon. Everything is being used against us as a weapon. Everything. That's why I believe with all of my heart, if you are not praying like I try to show you on this program, you could be in danger. But I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that God keeps on blessing me, making adjustments, and I'm kind of blown away. And I know I don't deserve it, for sure. There's no way. No way. Anyway, on that note, praise God, let's go ahead. And it's 8:15. We still have till 10, so we got plenty of time. But I wanted to get that information out there because there's so much confusion. People don't understand how the CIA works. They don't understand how MI6 works. They don't understand. See, we were commanded in our Bible to be wise as serpents. Well, I'm trying to help you as much as I know how to be as wise as a serpent. And in these days, that's not easy. You really, really have to understand a lot about what's going on out there and what the goals are. What is the end game? Who are the people that want to kill the red heifer? Is there ever going to be a third Solomon's temple? All these kinds of things. None of these things are a requirement. These are Babylonian Talmudic Jews that are trying to bring their government, their global Antichrist government into place. And it isn't a good thing for the Christians that will still be here for it, I assure you. And there will be much confusion, as if there isn't already today. We praise you, Father, and we thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to give you worship and glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and come away with me. For you are my dove, hidden in the split-open rock. It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes are in worship, and lovely your voice is in prayer. You must catch those troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that enter our relationship, for they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I've planted within you. Will you catch them and remove them for me? We will do it together. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So on April the 16th of 2023, Julie Whidbey of Behold I Come, I Am Calling You Now, shared, I'm not reading the entire message because it would take too long, but I am going to share the April 16th, 2023 portion of it, where the Lord spoke through her and said, "My beloved, the darkest part of the night approaches quickly. I am the only shelter in the midst of the storm." Amen to that. "For those who do not know me, this will be a darkness like no other, a palpable darkness. But for you, my faithful one," by the way, that's not referring to 3 days of darkness, "but for you, my faithful ones, the darkest part of the night means the morning star will arise, and you will be shown the rewards of your obedience. With judgment now comes deliverance for my faithful ones." Meditate on this. "As you reflect on past relationships, situations, and challenges, you see how I have shaken and shifted, refined and molded along the way. Opportunities for choices to follow me have always been available for my creation. And now comes the time for those who made the choice for righteousness to enter into my reward. Many others still have a very short time of opportunity to choose me, but the experience will be much more difficult, a much more difficult one, as has been foretold. For after my first fruits, many with the hardest of hearts will finally be set free as the larger harvest is brought in." There's a confirmation right there about the first fruits barley harvest and then the final harvest, which occurs later after some really bad stuff happens, folks. Really bad. "You say, 'When, Lord, when will you come? When will you deliver us from this darkness?'" And this earth is very dark for those of us who know. "Watch and see now, my children. Watch and see what I do. Stay alert. Be ready. And every moment, carefully discern all things. As the enemy roams about the earth seeking to kill and destroy as never before, my insulated wall of fire will protect you, and my angelic guard surrounds you always. Be sober and vigilant. All is about to change. Never fear. Don't despair. For your king is here, and I go before you." Praise God. We thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to anoint myself the oil because I do it more than once, almost every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Demons of darkness, entities of filth. Anything that cannot call Jesus Christ its Lord and Savior. And at the moment that you set your wills against us, unclean spirits, deaf and dumb spirits, strong men, at the moment that you set your wills against us, you shall be immediately struck by the holy fire of God. In the name of Jesus, we declare it. You shall be struck by fire swords of cherubim in the name of Jesus, for we declare it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Any entities of the darkness, workers of Satan, live or dead, human spirits, members of a witch coven, anything that sets their wills against us, we decree the fire of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ to launch down from the glory pillar and to strike you and burn you into screaming and horrific agony in Jesus' name. We decree the holy fire of God in a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit, a thorny hedge of protection to swirl around our dwelling places and to protect us all throughout the night and all throughout the day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare in Jesus' name, warrior angels, to stand guard at our dwelling places. Oh, Father God, we praise you for the power that you have given us through the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For, oh, Lord, we just praise you for that, and we thank you for your holy fire. We thank you for helping us to understand that it is a weapon that we can use against the evil. We decree in Jesus' name that any earthly or spiritual weapon, any fiery dart that is launched against us will be vaporized by the fire of God, and it shall strike the demons of darkness that were behind it. We decree in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, that any demonic assignment, any demonic agreements that have been signed against us in the mighty name of Jesus shall be vaporized by the fire of God. We command it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We declare that any entities that are behind these things shall be struck by the holy fire of God. We decree in Jesus' name, warrior angels, to descend upon them, to strike them deaf, blind, and dumb, place them under arrest, and cast them into the pit. We declare the fire of God to weld the pit shut in Jesus' name. And we decree the fire of God to permeate the pit and to burn the demons of darkness into screaming agony, because greater things than these will we do, because our King has gone unto the Father. Hallelujah. Holy Lord Jesus, please, we plead your blood upon to seal that pit. For only the Lamb of God can break those seals. We thank you, Father God. We pray for a platoon of warrior angels, a group. A platoon of warrior angels, Father God, to be assigned to us, Delta Force angels, Father, the best that you have. We need them. And we pray in Jesus' name that they will be placed on assignment to ferret out all attempts to come against us, all open portals, anything that has been established by the demons of darkness and the entities of the world that are trapped here to come against us by the evil one. We declare in Jesus' name, and we plead with the courts of heaven in Jesus' name to assign them to us to protect our loved ones, that they may receive the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ in due season. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, and we thank you, Father God, for we need all the divine protection that we can get. Father, we praise you. Thank you. Thank you for the authority and the power of your holy fire, and the ability to wield such an incredibly strong weapon. And Father, if we can speak in tongues, please place it upon our heart to speak in tongues so much more now than we have ever before. And for those who have not yet received it, help them to understand that they can receive it, that they can lock themselves away, that they can put on their favorite prayer, praise music, shut the door, hopefully, at a time when maybe their unbelieving spouses are not around or whatever the case is. They can get on their knees and they can seek you with all of their heart. They can raise their hands to you. They can pray to you. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is there for the taking. If you want to receive the gift of speaking in tongues, which allows you to bypass the attempts of the demons of darkness to stop your prayers, it bypasses it completely. I am living testimony of this. I guarantee it's true. There's no question about it. It's a powerful, powerful gift. If you want to receive it, keep this radio show handy, because you're going to want to remember. Oh, I wish I had a timer running that could tell me exactly how far we are into the show. The time now is 8:36, it appears, p.m. So we started at 7, so we're 1 hour and 37 minutes into the program. You can download the program if you want. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/tribulation-now. Find this prayer vigil. You can keep the email if you signed up for it. But if you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is yours for the taking. Now would be a really good time to get it. The way that the vast majority of people who manifest speaking in tongues receive it is by mimicking the sounds of someone who have the gift, who has the gift. Okay? Just letting you know. If I had a nickel for every testimony that I've had in regard to this, it was my own personal experience. It's the experience of people who have listened to this radio show, who have received it. Close the door. Put on whatever your most soaking, glorious. You can put on Julie True. Incredibly deep, soaking praise music. Julie True. Grace Williams. And creeping, very deep, soaking praise music. Grace Williams, Julie True, giving you the names. Put it on. Get on your knees. Raise your hands up to God. Mean it from the bottom of your heart. God will know if you're sincere, because it is exceedingly likely there will be tears in your eyes as you seek him. But the most common way for people who have not had the manifestation of speaking in tongues yet, or to ultimately receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the sign of speaking in tongues, is through mimicking what they hear on others who have the legitimate gift. Now, only reason I say the legitimate gift is because there are dark ones out there that will try to fake it. And that's not the case here. I can assure you. Get yourself some Julie True. Get yourself some Grace Williams. Put on soaking praise. Turn off the lights. Raise your hand. Get on your knees. Put a pillow underneath your knees. And mimic what I am going to. What you are going to hear come from me. We are now 1 hour and 40 minutes into this program. So if you use a podcaster to download the show, or if you just go to blogtalkradio.com/tribulation-now, if you go there, you need to right click on the little black cloud at the end of the progress bar. Right click and say save as. This cannot be done now because the show is live, but approximately 1 hour after the show stops, you can right-click on that little cloud and say save as, and you will be able to download this program to your local computer, even to your cell phone, and, you know, providing that your cell phone is appropriately supported, your mobile device. Ideally, if you have a laptop or a computer, it's really, really easy. Right-click on the little black cloud on the far right-hand side of the progress bar and say save as, and then it'll pop up a little weird cryptic-looking file, and you can just call it speaking in tongues if you want. Save it to your local machine if you can. It's harder to do on a mobile device. Much harder, actually, much harder to do. But you need to be able, for example, imagine you're alone in the room, your hands are raised in the air, you're praising God, and you've got the sound of holy, I mean really spiritual gushing praise music, all right? For example, it might be something like this. In the background. Now if it's Julie True or Grace Williams, It's going to be soaking praise, very similar to what you're hearing now. You lift your hands in the air, and you mimic the sounds that are coming out of my voice. Father, Father, please, I'm beseeching you, Lord, to pour out the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gift of tongues. Make it manifest in me, please, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Believe you me, it works. I'm here to tell you, it really does. Especially when you're mimicking somebody who does have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you're mimicking those sounds as you are crying out to God. And I'm talking about fervently. And those of us who understand soaking praise and worship, the type of music that you'll get from Julie True, the type of music that you'll get from Grace Williams, okay? When that kind of music is playing in the background and you immerse yourself in praise on your knees with your hands lifted up to God, it will overwhelm you. It will overwhelm you. And then you mimic what you've just heard. Kota shia la la bakura basanda, shanda basia la bashanda kia la basi. Just mimic it and keep on doing it over and over again. Stay on your knees. Do not get up. Do not quit. Do not quit. Do not quit. God will dump it down upon you and you will know. You will know because you'll start speaking in tongues and it will be your own gift. It will be your own gift and you won't need to hear anybody else ever again. And then I cannot more highly recommend that in the days of darkness that we are in right now, with the hordes of hell being released through CERN and all these other creepy technologies and Planet X and all seven orbiting planets, just waiting for the opportunity for the Anunnaki to come down on the earth and tell everybody that they are our creators. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11. For I, God, send a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, and that's the lie, that they are our creators. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And on that note, because I want to move into the part of the program that we so often kind of miss sometimes, the most awesome part in my personal feelings, although I do love to read lots of scriptures, like Proverbs 11:25, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others, will they themselves be refreshed? That's kind of cool, huh? I love that. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. I love this one. Philippians, I love all the Bible verses. I'm sorry. Every time I sit down to make like a group of, I can't stop and I go crazy and I freak out if I take my, my famous tropical rayon shirts off that I wear all the time, except for when I'm in meetings with clients. But I freak out if I lose my little laminated cards. I have to have my little laminated cards of my top verses, and of course they change here now and then depending on whatever it is. And then I started doing it with other cards, and my laminator was running, and then I ended up with like a three, I don't know, it's maybe a 2-inch thick stack, and I realized I'm never going to stop. I'm just going to keep on printing out cards. But anyway, for our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, cross over the age of 60, and ask yourself, do I have a lowly body or what? That it may be confronted to his glorious body, which is a light body, a body of light and love. That's some cool stuff. Anybody who has ever experienced being in their spiritual body, they don't ever want to come back. I used to think, oh no, all the, you know, sensual things of earth will be lost. No, it's actually the opposite. Okay. It's just absolutely powerful. According to the working by which he is able to, even able to subdue all things to himself. Praise God. And of course, one of my all-time favorites. I love this. And it's so much better in the NLT. The NLT. Got to have it nearby. My two favorite ones right now. I mean, I will always like the Amplified. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to find a parallel New King James and NLT. If I could find a parallel NLT and New King James, but it doesn't exist. Okay, I've tried. I've searched far and wide. But if anybody ever stumbles across one, be sure to send me an email at jbaptist777@gmail.com. But I'm a little doubtful you'll find one nowadays. But anyway, there's lots of parallel New King James and Amplifieds out there, and those make awesome Bibles too, if you like paper Bibles. And there may come a time. Psalm 139:16 says in the NLT, you saw me before I was born. Really? The Lord showed me something really cool. Not everybody on the earth is part of the elect of God. But it doesn't mean that the elect of God cannot forfeit their inheritance and rewards by dorking up. And it doesn't mean that the elect of God, although highly, highly, highly unlikely, can't jump out of the hands of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus by being tricked by the devil into the iniquity of thinking that you're once saved, always saved. That is iniquity. Because belief systems and perversions in our belief systems that lead us to sin multiple times is what iniquity is. That's why King David wanted all of his transgressions, all of his iniquity, and all of his sins to be blotted out and to have a new heart created. He wanted a fresh start. Praise God, which Psalm 139:16 is a sister verse of Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Notice the word should. Praise God. I say now, let's put an effort forward unlike ever before, folks, because, wow, we're so close. We've got 7 orbiting planets circling around, a false eclipse, the arrival of the Anunnaki imminent, which is why they're forcing the 2030 agenda as hard and fast as they can, the imminence of World War III starting, which will include alien invasions, by the way, eventually. And by then, we should be gone. We should have been gone before then. Well, Let's just hope so. Let's hope so in a big way. Let's pray for that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. And behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, verse 19. Long before the cross, Jesus sends out 70 sinners. They use the name of Jesus, and they come back with their minds blown. Because even the demons respond to the name of Jesus, and yes, they do. Praise his holy name. We thank you, Jesus, for loving us. We thank you, and we pray that we are now your friend. Help us along. Use that rod and staff to comfort us. And now, praise God, we enter in to communion.
As your disciples were seated about you, at the eve of unleavened bread, you said, I eagerly yearn for the supper, and that to suffer so his children could be fed. I can only imagine the silence in the room as you passed on the bread to be torn. They did not understand the reach of his plan, and his love, we were told, to rejoice, not to mourn. So we gather, remembering the glory of the Lamb, the one who was slain for the seed of Abraham. As we long for your coming, we imagine the feast, the King and his bride, when our waiting has ceased. As you arose and went back up to heaven, lead to the heavenly court. You lifted the cup of forgiveness. It was great, it was done. You had covered the cause, and I can only imagine the thunderous sound as all heaven exploded in cheers. We were free from our chains, and all that remained is to never give in. We are destined to win. So we gather, remembering the healer of our soul, destroyer of death, the Lord of our all, the light in our armor, the edge of our sword, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. For we believe in our land, all of creation restored by his hand. Eternity, all is revealed. By the time we remember, all scars will be healed. As we long for your coming, we imagine the feast, the Lord and his bride, when our waiting has ceased.
Gave you my word, so so you wouldn't know. The time I'd come and take you home. It's time for you to look around. The signs I gave are coming down.
Chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness and into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, and whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Jesus went a little further, and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. Matthew 26:39. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by the angels, preached amongst the Gentiles, and believed upon in the world, received up in the glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. We pray for purification based upon Psalm 51:1-14. Have mercy upon us, Father, please. We praise you. According to your loving kindness and according to your tender mercies, blot out all our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is always before us. Father, against you, you only, we have sinned and done this evil in your sight. that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, Father, we were brought forth in iniquity, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make us to know your wisdom. Father, purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Father, make us hear joy and gladness, that the bones that you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sin. Blot out all of our iniquity. Create in us, Father, a clean heart. Renew a steadfast spirit within each of us. Renew our minds, our hearts, our soul, our spirit, our flesh, our record-keeping books in heaven. Cleanse our tongue. Wash our robe and gown in heaven. Allow us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Teach us. Lead us. Steady us on that path of your salvation. Uphold us with your generous spirit. And then we will touch other people, because we have been touched by you. And others will be converted to you. Deliver us, Heavenly Father, from the guilt of our past sin, O God of our salvation, and then we shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Thank you, Father. The Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in that same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Ani Vidodi Vidodi Li. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. Thank you, Jesus.
You were bound to live without sin. cares for all that we own, for the sake of all eternity, you died for me. Strong, you were kind, you were just, you were aiming for the goal, and you were smiling, always strong and secure through your word, like a shepherd guiding his herd, giving shelter. Cause I know that your word holds power to grow. Your spirit and serenity speak to me. You were hurt for my offense, you were sick for my disease, you were poor for my prosperity, you were strong when I am weak. I praise you, my Redeemer, I praise you, Majesty. You were left by God Almighty to always be with me, and I know I will never be.
are the sons of God. We are the masters of the devil and his demons. And we are the servants and foot washers of mankind. So I sought for a man amongst them who would make a wall and stand in a gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Ezekiel 22:30. Also, Father, we heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send who will go for us? Father, here are we. Send us. Based on Isaiah 6:8, Isaiah 43:25. Our Father said, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance, and let us contend together. State your case, that you may be acquitted. John 14:12-14. Most assuredly I say to you that he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever I ask, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. As long as you don't ask amiss to spend it on your own lust. Ephesians 30:20-21. Now to him who is able to do, this is so powerful, most people don't get it. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now that's some serious power in the name of Jesus. Colossians 2:15, Jesus, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in the cross. Okay, that's what it says. It says the word it, but it is the cross. Okay, praise God. Intensified prevailing prayer is God's ordained law and method for implementing his redemptive plan in this age until Jesus returns. It is the highest, the holiest, and the mightiest effort of which a child of God is capable. Wow. Oh, I tried to save them. I tried to convince them, but I guess I'll just have to go pray. What a mistake that is. It's the other way around. It's the other way around. It is the highest, the holiest, and mightiest effort of which a child of God is capable. It is God's chosen way to bring heaven's power, heaven's resources, and heaven's angels into action upon the earth. Spurgeon said, "He who knows how to overcome with God in prayer has heaven and earth at his disposal." Intensified prayer is clothed with the might of God himself. But do you praise him for it? And keep on seeking, keep on asking, keep on reverently knocking. Are you the persistent widow? Do you believe? I do. And I'll tell you, sometimes I had to wait a long time to get my answer. But I never stopped praising him for it. Thank you, Jesus. James 5:16b, the second half, says, "The effect of fervent prayers of a righteous man avails much. Fervent meaning having or displaying a passionate intensity. Impassioned, passionate, intense, vehement, ardent, sincere, fervid, and heartfelt." We cast out demons. Mark 16:17-18. "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, sometimes it takes incredible determination. But God will see that determination. He will hear the passion. When you're really passionate, when you really, really want it, God can tell. But that doesn't mean you just put a kind of like a meager effort into it. You got to mean business. Praise God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds and casting down arguments of every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Whew, that's a tall order. 2 Corinthians 10:4 through 6. Awesome. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but instead we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. We wrestle against rulers of darkness of this age. We wrestle against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Gee, that doesn't sound easy. It's not. Takes a toll on you if you do it right. That's why they want to get rid of meat. That's why the reptilians on the earth, who are the minions who answer directly to Satan, want to get rid of meat. Because we need that protein. Particularly to build back up our energy when we use spiritual warfare. And we are the most feared by the darkness. When we know who we are in Christ, when we know the power that we have in the name of Jesus, the darkness fears us. And that is exactly how you want it to be. And by the way, putting on the whole armor of God is not something that you don't say like, in Jesus' name, I put on my breastplate. In Jesus' name, I put on my... No, it doesn't work like that. It's not how it is. This is metaphorical. Okay, Ephesians 6:14 through 20. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Who is truth? Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Know Jesus. Be intimate with Jesus. Have the power and accept the power of Jesus. Know who you are in Christ, for you were crucified in Christ, and you no longer live. Christ lives in you. This is what girding your waist means, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. That breastplate of righteousness is given as a supernatural protection to your angel. Okay, why? Because you're practicing righteousness. You're identifying times when you slip up, times when you say things you shouldn't say. You know, the filthy language out of your mouth. I think it's Colossians 3:6 or something. I can't remember. It's right there. Just go read it. And then it says, above all, take the shield of faith. You got to have faith. You got to believe. And then you have the shield. Don't you see? These are practices of our walk that it's talking about. It's not talking about us saying something silly like, I put on the shield of faith in Jesus' name. No, it's about having faith. That's how you quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. With faith, you speak it forth. I quench them in the name of Jesus. I call down the fire of God to vaporize those darts in Jesus' name. That's what this means. You take the helmet of salvation. You know that you're saved. The sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. That's what it says. But wait, who is the Word? Jesus. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Wow. Awesome stuff, really, when you think about it. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Jesus was not a wimp. That's why, see, the problem is we read the word of God and you see the various people going into the synagogue and saying, he speaks with such authority. And you know, no, he wasn't wimpily standing there and going, well, you know, oh, Jesus was a preacher. Matthew 12:28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. The strong man is the superior demon. It's like cutting off the head of the snake. You call out the strong man. Strong man, come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you. Come out. Call out the strong man and then say, unclean spirits, come out now. When you pray for forgiveness for the individual, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What happens is that you release the legal right of the demons to stay inside that person. You release the legal right. As long as they have a legal right to stay there, they're going to stay. That's why it says in Matthew 12:43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes to dry places and seeking rest, and he finds none. And then he says, hey, I will return to my house. That guy that I used to be inside because somebody cast me out, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. And then he goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than himself in the enter and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Why? Jesus tells us. He says, so shall it be with this wicked generation. That's why Jesus told the man, now go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Ruh-roh. I've seen this in action, folks. It's a shame. When people do really good things, but out of ignorance they fail to teach the person that they cast the demons out of, that person walks out a clean, swept house. And a couple of weeks later, they're in real bad shape. And I've actually seen that happen. It's a sad thing. Praise God. Okay. Oh, okay. Fair enough. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I had to listen for a moment. The Middle East. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we symbolically hold up a golden bowl of forgiveness before you. And we pray, Father, please. Father, forgive the peoples of the Middle East. Forgive the peoples of the Middle East all across those lands, Father. Forgive them, for they truly know not what they do. Father, we pray for your forgiveness to fall upon all of the lands of the Middle East. For God so loved the entire world that he gave us our Lord Jesus, for everyone. Father, we pray, forgive them, please. They truly, most of them, do not know what they do, the vast majority. Father, and even so, we pray, forgive them. Pour out this golden bowl of forgiveness in the name of Jesus upon them, we pray. In accordance with your will, for we know that you would not want one to perish. We part the spiritual realm as the Red Sea above the lands of the Middle East for safe passage for heaven's angels, heaven's resources, and heaven's power to move freely and unhindered through the spiritual realm and high places. In Jesus' name. For Father, as a royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9, we confess of the sins of the peoples of the lands of the Middle East. We confess of the sins of their first fathers and their fathers' fathers until before there was time. We break all yokes of bondage. We renounce all things spoken of in the darkness against them. We break all generational and bloodline curses throughout every branch of their family trees until before there was time. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Principalities, powers, and strongholds, spiritual host of wickedness, rulers of darkness and high places above the lands of the Middle East, we come against you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree fire swords of cherubim shot down from the heavens to cut you into pieces. We declare fire of God to launch down from the glory pillar in the throne room and burn you into screaming agony. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. And we declare the holy fire of God, a thorny hedge of protection, and a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to blow it white hot and to carry it forth into the night. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Father God. Surround them on all sides. Let nothing unclean re-enter the clean swept house. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for the abundant grace, your living water, the crystal river, to fertilize the soil of their heart therein, that they shall receive the seeds of these prayers. These prayers will bear fruit, and the fruit, in Jesus' name, will remain. Father, even if but for a time, and we plead, for an innumerable company of angels of light and love, and the presence, the omnipresent presence of our Lord Jesus, to come into their dreams, into their visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, to save their souls from the pit, and to seal their instruction, to save their souls. O Heavenly Father, merciful one, awesome God, Lord Jesus, please speak to them in their own language. Call them forth as you did Samuel. Show them your love, that they should be saved, even in the midst of some of the greatest atrocities that have ever occurred on the face of this planet. Save their souls. In Jesus' name we pray, and we praise you. And Father God, since all things are possible with you, Matthew 19:26, we ask you, send angels, mighty angels, into the spiritual realm. You know, Father, who is going to be a victim. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name through your incredible eternal mercy that you would send angels into the spiritual realm to yank their souls from the hands of the darkness and to present it before your throne room to receive Jesus through the prayers of the saints. For they always outweigh the accusations of the darkness. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you, Father. To you be all the glory. To you, Jesus, the lover of our soul, of which we are so utterly undeserving, we praise your name forever and ever. Please count us worthy to escape all these things that are about to come upon the earth. Help us to make whatever adjustments are necessary in our walk, in our hearts, in our mind, in our emotions. We submit to you because we love you. Use us. We praise you forever and ever. Amen. See you next Friday, Lord willing.
Lord, we come to you with repentant hearts. We seek you with all our might. Sinners at the mercy of grace, redeemed we are by your embrace. Praise his holy name. Praise the King of Kings. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? For you we will endure until you come back for your bride to set her free. Write our names in your book of life. We are cleansed through your holy sacrifice. As we lift your name on high, renew our mind, renew our soul. Remove the scars from our past and deem us righteous. We rebuke all deceptive lies. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? Till then, we will endure. We are the branches on the living tree. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? Till then, we will endure. Until you come back for your bride to set her free. Watch us as we trim our wicks. Our lamps are full, our hearts are right. Like those five wise virgins, we will be. Your bride awaits. Sleep patiently. Longing for that blessed sound, the dead will rise, the churches gather. We're praying that we're worthy, Lord, to join our family. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? We will endure, and while we wait, we will bring forth the fruit of the light of Christ. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? Till then, we will endure until you come back for your bride to set us free.